Third week of Ramadan. By then we were used to it. Mornings no longer found us in the kitchen, turning on the kettle. Breakfast was something people did on billboards or TV. We leaned less on promises of after-dark kebabs or scoops of ice cream. Our hunger turned quiet, orderly, as if we knew what hunger was and what it was never supposed to be. A dull cold squeezed our ankles, burned in our ears. Nights stunted, we stole sleep on bus seats, in front of computer screens. Hands moved off beat. Weekends, we lay in bed under cream cotton sheets, past edges of noon. But we didn't want days to dissolve unconsciously. We wanted to stand in our faint bodies, upright, awake. Watch the city hurry past our shoulders. We were too weak to keep up. Sometimes this allowed us to see.